As the controversy swirls over this Muslim ban, some are wondering what former President Barack Obama would say. Sources close to the former president say he's fundamentally in opposition with the notion of discriminating against individuals because of their faith or religion. They cite an example of a speech delivered by then-President Barack Hussein Obama, November 16, 2015, which says, "And so we have to each one of us do our part, and the United States has to step up and do its part. And when I hear folks say that, well, maybe we should just admit the Christians but not the Muslims, when I hear political leaders suggesting that there would be a religious test for which a person who's fleeing from a war-torn country is admitted, when some of those folks themselves come from families who've benefited from protection when they were fleeing political persecution, it's shameful. That's not America." He also went on to say, "That's not who we are. We don't have religious tests to show our compassion." And they also cite a statement from former President Barack Obama when Pope Francis came to visit the United States, where President Obama said, "The values that we're fighting against ISIL for are precisely that. We don't discriminate against people because of their faith. We don't kill people because they're different than us. That's what separates us from them. And we don't feed that kind of notion that somehow Christians and Muslims are at war." April Ryan, AURNnews.com.